try to go over the halachas, the dalet minim, the maspik. We'll start. See. I want to be magdim before we start. Is halachas that are mamish me'akev me'ikara halacha. There's things in Dalet Minim that is called Chumras. There's things that are called Briske Chumras. And there's things that are called Dikdukim Be'alme. Dikdukim Be'alme. And we know Klal Yisrael and Dalet Minim are very makpid. And I want Taka to go over the Ikre Halochas. When I was a Bacher, I didn't know exactly the Halochas of Dalet Minim. Bothered me very much. I would go around the place. I felt mamash like I'm a Oretz. So with the years, I managed to meshamish and to learn. And these halachas is not enough to learn. You really have to. So I want Taka to go over that everyone will know the whole tzuras ha'inyan is the dalet minim. We'll start with the esrog. Esrog is the tzaddik. Start with the esrog. It says in the pasuk, "Vilekachtem lachem b'yoyim orishoyin pri etzhodor." So Chazal darshin, "Vilekachtem lachem, vilekachtem shetiyeh lekicho tamo, ofuli lekicho lachem." But this is v'lekachtem lochem b'yoyim orishoyin. B'yoyim orishoyin is a din of fully lekicho. Pri eitz hodo. Lefidas rov arishoyinim, it goes like this. V'lekachtem lochem b'yoyim orishoyin is the lekicho tamo. Pri eitz hodo, the whole 7 days have to be hodo. So some halachas that are coming from the halachas of Lekichotamo are only nogea on the first day. Halachas that are not coming as Lekichotamo, as Hodol, are nogea all of the 7 days. Not everything is called Hodol that is Me'akev. Some things are Hidur in the Esrog, but it's not a Me'akev. There's a psul in Esrog that is called Choser. Esrog achoser posul is a Mishnah. Why choser is posul? Knock at the door. Why choser is posul? The reason choser is posul is because it says velekachtem lochem b'yoyim orishoyin. You have to take a full esrog. If the esrog is choser, it's not called that you're doing a lekichatam. Lefi that, this chisoron is be'etzem only in the first day. So me'ikar adin choser is only possible in the first day. And chutz la'aretz, that we have 2 days yontif. Bepashtes choser is possible in both days. Some achroinim big down. That second day yontif you could be makel. The Mishneh Berurah himself says that in second day yontif to be machmir also on choser. But we'll see, we'll be nafkeminis that some kinds of choser in the second day of yontif, in the first days, the second day of the first days, sometimes some chumras we could be makel. Be'ezus Hashem yibona beis hamikdosh. So taki will not be a second day anyway. But and then it'll be a different. If you most rishonim, and again I'm saying only most rishonim, and beis hamikdash, all of the 7 days has to be a esrog that is not chosam. What is the nafkemina? But the beis hamikdash. The second thing we learned in the Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah that in the mikdash they took lulav 7 days, and the whole world with the raisa is only 1 day. In 7 days with the Rabbanon. Shitas HaRambam, that the whole Yerushalayim is the Eraise. The whole old city. So the people that are choishesh, the Ochlaner, the choishesh of Das HaRambam, if you go to the old city doing Chalamoed Sukkos, your Esri cannot be choser and has to be lochem even all the 7 days. And it's not only if you go to the old city. If the Moshe you daven in the mirror, then you go to Birkas Kohen into the Kaisel, you have to chuckle a lulav again. If your lulav in Esrog was choser, or even if it was not choser, because in Yerushalayim you had a lulav the Rabbanon, so the minig is that, as Rabbi Yashi was makbid, if you go to the old city, you take the lulav again. But again, the lulav in the old city has to be kosher. Say once, Rabbi Michal Feinstein came to visit the Briskerov, so he was a bit delayed to the visit. It's Chalamoed Sukkos. So he apologized that he had to go to the Kaisel. So mainly he came late to the Shver. So the Skirov told him, well, you went to the Kaisel? Well, you have that admitting? Because the first day, I'm nervous. Yoshvi Arza Pintale, Nishkin Pintale. But to go to the Kaisel? To Mischaim with the Reise, not for Stuta? Not for Stuta, to go in Chalamoed to the Kaisel? So you have a kosher Esrig, but Yashvi, in a kosher Esrig you went, yeah? It's time a guy to go to the old city? So some people take it, they go and they take it, take a kosher dalat minim. But this is the minig. It's a shir bifnei atzmai. But the ma'aseh ale choshev ben teire amakpid in Yerushalayim. If you go to the old city to shakul lulav again and to have a kosher lulav, the ones that don't have it only go chalamoed sukkos by night. They don't go by day. And if you take your dalat minim from yeshiva, even if you think they're kosher, normally they become pasul until you get to the kaisel. This is tam meitzah teiva. A lot of years ago, Shana Rabbe. There's nothing more to lose already. Lemaise, the Meiri brings down that even that Choser is only possible on the first day, Lekatchile is a Hidu that will not be Choser. A lot of times you say, oh, it's Choser. It's a Hidu not to be Choser. Now, it's holes that are happening in the Esrog from needles that are in the trees. So there's two kind of holes. There's holes that take, you see the esrog, you see a scratch. That is called choser. If on that scratch was already grown what we call bletlach, we'll get soon to explain what is bletlach, but on top of the scratch was, it became, something grew back, like a yellowish thing grows back in the place of the scratch, it's not called choser. A lot of times you will see an esrog that has like a deep scratch, and it has like a bletel on it. But if you look good, a lot of times the bletel didn't cover over the whole area of the scratch. Especially if you look at a magnifying glass. You can see it was a scratch, it started to grow over, but in the middle is an area that is not covered. It's Poshut Chosel. I every year pass on maybe 50 Esregim only for that reason. They come, it looks like a nice bletel, you look around, the bletel is not fully. A lot of times, it started to grow back over the scratch. Now, we'll go to the psul of choser. The psul of choser has three psulim. Choser, nikav, v'niklaf. And we'll explain. Nikav means the esrig has a hole, but it's not missing. It's not choser. Nikav. For example, you take a needle, and you stuck it into the esrog. You want to see if it's juicy. It's not chosa. Nothing came out. Juice is not a problem. You take the needle. It happens more from needle. It happens with nails. A lot of times, guys that don't cut the nails, a moil, lamazaga will make it a nice way, yeah, he holds the esrog, he gets a scratch. The esrog be'etzem is kosher. When nikav will be pasul, the nikav will be pasul when it will go from side to side. This almost never happens from side to side. It can happen at the edge of the esrog, or even if it's not from side to side, we call it nekev mefulosh, if it gets till chadre azera. Chadre azera is in the esrog, we'll see, is inside the place of the pits. The only place that a lot of times you have nikav til chadre azera is the esrogim that don't have a pitem, a lot of times have a hole in the place of the pitem. And that hole sometimes could reach til chadre azera. Normally, an esrog that has like a nose, a pointy esrog, normally the hole never could get to the chadre azera. and a more esmer that looks like a bull, there the chadre azera could be very high, and there that hole could sometimes reach to chadre azera. I checked most esroigim, the hole in the pitem, even when it's a hole, it's not reaching to chadre azera, but you have to know. And another case that nikev could be possible, even if it's not choser, if it's ki'isa. We don't know exactly what is ki'isa, but we know that one little rice is less from a isa. So if the nikev is less from a shear of a rice, it's not called nikev and it's kosher. So we are making lemaisa benikev that is not mefulosh and it's less from ki'isa. We paskin that it's kosher. If it's ke'isar, you have to ask a shayla. You have to ask a shayla. The ma'aser, what they call it today a lot of times, in the yeshivish shprach, it's called, is a kvetch. It's a kvetch. It means it got a bang, but nothing is chaser. No, a kvetch. This means what they call a kvetch. Even less than a chisar, it's bumped in. But it's not missing nothing. Choser is posul afilu b'mashu. L'mayis, as a machlekes rishonim, if choser is b'mashu, or kishiur isar. We pask in choser is posul afilu b'mashu. We choshesh to the rishonim that choser is posul afilu b'mashu. The Chazon Ish holds that it has to be lefi nira la'inayim. If it's not nira la'inayim, it's not possible. A lot of people are machmir that if it's choser, afilu if it's not nira la'inayim, it's possible. I want to explain. We'll see soon on black dots what is called nira la'inayim. Maybe 5 centimeters, 10 centimeters, you turn it quick. We'll see later. Here the Chazon Ish says, even if you have to look for it, if it's choser, it's possible. Just the Chazon Ish was makel, a lot of times these choser, you have to see them with a glass, a microphone glass. That the Chazon Ish said is not called choser. We are choishes that even that is called choser. Sofek choser. A lot of times, like I told you in the cases of the Bletlach, there's a whole argument in the Beis Haroeh. He says it's choser, it's not choser. We don't know. Zog the Mishlebura, it's kosher. Why? Sfek sfeike. Sofek if it's choser or not. And even if it's choser, maybe it's not keisa. Not that Reb Nissim Karel is paskins, that sofek choser, you could put in Mehudar Aleph, in the boxes. You have to understand, these alochas are also nagada. My guy who buys, some people like, they don't know how to check, so they buy ready boxes. Yeah? So they buy Mehudar Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. So they open the essay, they go to the Mayoroi, and they see there's a Suffolk Chosr there. So they want the Rav to pass the stamp it, that they could change it. Nissim Karel says, you're not allowed to change it. He said, to 100, 150 shekel, this is what you get for your. If you're lazy, this is what you get. This is his psak. He holds that the Rav that Chas must change is a Gazna. The Mishnah Berurah says that by Yontav Sheni you could make a brocha and choser mashu, because Yontav Sheni is called Sfek Sfeike also, Sofek if it's Yontav or not. But Ravada, the poiskim say like a tchila not to take an esrig choser, especially if it's on the top of the esrig, could be the kula alma, it's a problem. So again, like a tchila we take an esrig that is not choser at all. If it's choser mashu, also like a tchila we don't take it. If it's a sofek choser, or it's sofek if it's near la'anayim, then we could be makel already, but again, for sure it's not a lekatchila dikes. So we spoke about nikav, that again we said mitzad letzad, or to chadra azera. If it's not choser, it's only pushed in. Choser, we said, it's posul. Choser mashu, we also pass them with sofek. Sofek choser, we make it. Niklaf. Niklaf is not choser. Niklaf means We said nekev is a hole without missing, like a needle pushed in, a kvetch. Chosam means something is missing from the esrig. Niklef is you peeled it. Now, an esrig is made from four layers. It's the inside of the esrig where the pits are. This is called mokim azera. Then is a place that is called basar lavan, the white. If you cut an esrig open, you will see the inside is white. Even around the pits is white. Then is green, or yellow, doesn't make a difference. And then is shiny green. The outside has like a glance. You could take off the shiny, it stays green yet. You dig a little bit more, you get to the white. You dig a bit more, you get into the pits. Mishnah Berurah is mashma, that if only the shiny part is missing, it's kosher. But if it's missing a part of the green, even that you don't see white, it's already possible. Some learn in the Mishnah Berurah, no. If it's missing the green, but it's not yet to the white, it's not called chosr. But lemaise, we are choshesh. So only if the shiny green is missing, it's called niklef and it's kosher. But if it's more from that, the filim Mishnah Berurah is not called chosr. The Chazanish says no. Kol zman is not missing from the white, it's not called chosr. So again, it's not such a nefkimine, it's only a nefkimine first to know that if something is missing from the peel, not every time it's called chosr. So the Moshe, I'll give you an example. You go back to the esrogin that had bletlach, and you look with a glass, and you see that there's a scratch there. But you see that the scratch didn't hit the white, you see green. So the Fidei Chazanish, it's not chosr. Fidei Mishnah Berurah, if it's already under the shining, then it's a chosr. What it be, so people say, so niklef is okay? Niklef, but you have to know, it's the very thing that you have to be very careful with is niklef. If the esrog changes his color after his niklef, normally this is what happens. You take off a little bit from the peel, you leave the esrog for a couple days, the color changes. It didn't change to black. Black is for sure puzzle. It changed to brown. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's on the top of the esrog, ein lishtamesh bo lekatchile b'diavad kosher. If it changed to mar lavan or shochor, it's puzzle. And the rest of the esrog is like every mar puzzle in the rest of the esrog. So really you have to know when you have a peel, even if you could kasher it, you have to be sure that it didn't change the color. Now, it's worse, the Mishnah Berurah says, from a normal esrog that changed its color. A normal brown datlam azagun will not passel. But this, the Mishnah Berurah says, lekatchile not to change, not to use it, because it's a shinui mare. So we did niklaf, nika v'nechsa. I'm saying, until you know good, all the time, when you see that something is maybe missing, you have to ask the shaila. There's another thing in esrog, the esrog has to be hodo. So I had a suffix alamol, what is hodo? Lefi my taste? Or lefi the mevinim? Who decides what is a nice esrog? Lemoshel, if you're chassidish, so they tell you esrog with galtel is very nice. If you're litvish, they don't look in it. So how you decide? I had a meister once. So a guy who lived in yeshiva, went to work in diamonds. So I would buy him every year an esrog. But, you know, I knew alamol, if you buy one esrog, the guy is not happy. So I had two esrogim, and he could choose. He comes down from the plane, Erev Yontif, if he comes into the house, I show him two esrogim. So I take out one esrog, he says, eh, shvach esrog. I take out second one, he says, oh, this is a good one. It was a famous maaser of the Ger Rebbe. Al the Ger Rebbe was a seicher esrogim. All of his esrogim were so shvach, he didn't know what to do. He came to the Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, no one will buy esrogim this year. The Rebbe told him, don't worry, every guy that comes, give him two esrogim to ask me. Every guy came with two, the Rebbe told him, this one is better. Right? He took it. So this, I would take animal to Esrogim. And first one he didn't like, the second one. So I told the guy, listen, I knew you would take the second one, but I'm telling you the first one is nicer. So he told me, listen, in learning, maybe you know to learn better for me. But I work in jewelry. I'm telling you the second one is nicer. So I told him, could be you work in jewelry, but I work in Esrogim. And I'm telling you, this is a nice Esrog. So he told me, I have to buy a nice Esrog. I do what I think is nice. Yeah, he thinks, you know, all the new modern things look nice. We think it's ugly, yeah? It's totally on top. So I went to Nissim Karelitz, of Sulganke Fischer, of Neuwert. They say, you go to feed a person. If he likes that one, this is his hodo. One guy likes Esrog, it looks like a Krukenberg. You know, it's like some guys like an Esrog that looks like an orange. Every guy, it's mamish, it's a modern zach. The Moshe Schlernbuch told me, you go to feed a veld. Chaim Kreiser told me he's mesupik. Rameir Shmulevitz wanted a diner, Mishiva, that it's totally in the machlekes in the Medrash. And last week, Parsha. Parsha's Kiseitze, it says, Kiseitze la milchoma ro'iso isha yifas toya. So the machlekes in the Medrash, what would it be if you go to the milchoma and you find a keuro? She's not nice, but you think that she's nice. Is a heter yifas toya or not? The whole veld says, no shachas yifas toya. She's not yifas toya. This guy says, I think it's very nice. It's a machlekes. One man the Amar holds, shteg yifast toyer. Sinishke yifast toyer. The Torah was not matir. The other one man the Amar says, yifast toyer beino. So he wanted to tell you in the... I'm shaking mechalek, that's what he tied. But I wanted to tie it like this, that even if we'll say that in all of the mitzvahs, we go to feed a person, I think in Esrog, sinishtase. I will explain. Moshul, in Talis, it's Moshul that Lemoshul, a guy that thinks, some guy thinks, a Torah is nice, yeah? A Torah? If he's Chassidish, for sure it's nice. If he's Balabatish, yeah? A Litvish guy is embarrassed to go without a Torah. It's embarrassed. You pay money, you're not put on a Torah, yeah? So, Zekeli Van Veyu, it is or it's not? So, for Chassidish, a guy or Balabos, Zekeli Van Veyu. For a Litvish guy, it's a punishment, yeah? It's posh, does it? So it's not called a Keli Van Veyu. But Legabi Esrog is different. Why? Tesis Esakashe. Rashi says, why if it's not Hodor, it's Posu? It's a Keli Van Veyu. Frank Tesis, beginning of Lula Bagozul, it's a Keli Van Veyu is Me'akev? Says, yeah. You know why? Frank, I don't understand. Talis, dirty Talis is Me'akev. Puk Chazi, yeah? You go with black talasim, yeah? What is the heter? It's a Keli Van Veyu. It's not right. What is the answer? Because Hodor is not Me'akev. But do state priates Hodor. The chefze from the mitzvah to Zayna Hodor, it's Me'akev. So while it's a din, the din of Hodor in Esrog is not the algemene din of the Keli Van Veyu. It's not the algemene din of the Keli Van Veyu. The din of the Hodor in the Esrog is, it's a din in the Esrog. So here for sure, the hodor has to be lefi develt. I think it's posh, does it? The next shaila and hodor is, if a person has two esrogim, a nice esrog and a nicer esrog, what he has to give to his father, what he has to give to himself. About if your father pays the money, there's no shaila about it, yeah? About person, I have the shaila every year. I choose the Esrog for my father. I have two Esrogim. One nice and one even nicer. So, Mitzad Echot Hodo, Mitzad Echot Kibud Aveim. So, ask him, Shemazaman Erbach. Shemazaman Erbach said, the nice one to yourself, the Shvach one to your father. I just say, well, this is only Zekeli Van Veyu, and this is Kibud Av. Shemazaman says, I have a better question for you. Buy an Esrog, a Gimel, and buy your father a couch. Kibud Av. Sell your tefillin. Buy like a posh tefillin, you know, pshutas, not gases even. And buy your father a fridge. What's the shaychas? You have to do mitzvahs. You have to do mitzvahs. He said the best thing is, Moshe, if you're davening with your father, so you give the nice one to your father, the shvach one to yourself, and you bench on your father, then it's not a problem. But, so this psak, Shmuel Zalman Erbach told me, It's the guy at the big machlekes, but he was pushed in this psak. The nice one to yourself, the shvach one to your father. So I said over this ma'aseh 10 years ago. Now look, she's here in the yeshiva. I got a phone call from a guy from Lakewood. 12 years ago, I'm sorry, 12 years ago. He told me like this. I can tell you a story. I said yes. He said he buys challis every Shabbos. Now he says the bakery in Lakewood does basically the mitzvahs. For sure, 12 years ago it was like that. I don't know if today. I know Lakewood became a bit bigger. But he said it's two kinds of challis in the bakery. It's fakochenel, and it's ones that are baked in a tin. It's ones that they bundled it like a normal challah, and the ones that they put inside the tin, and they bake it. The ones that are baked have more gishmak, it's more oil, it's more gishmak from the faklochener ones. So he every week he buys six ones from the tin, gishmaki ones, baked. That day he had to go to learn the Jerusalem Shana against the Maise. He comes to the bakery and he gets his order, his six challahs, puts them in the trunk. A Yigaman walks into the store. It's 12 o'clock already. And he needs to buy. He needs. The guy says, what do you want? I need one from with the tins, with the. Okay. The guy says, I'm sorry, I'm sold out. The guy says, I have to. I'm sorry. He says, listen, I can't go back home, he tells the seller. My wife told me to, before I go to Bismarck, go out to buy it. She told me that nothing could stay. I thought it was stage. Remember, don't come home if not. And I went to learn. The guy said, "My chavrusik and a chabur ha'irain." I can't. The guy said, "I'm sorry, but I sold out." She told me, so I decided, you know, my wife would not throw me out. I told him, "Listen, come to my car." I gave him three. So now, every meal I had one, the tin, one fakroch. I came to the Suda Shabbos, I asked my kids on what to make a moitzi. She was, we make on both. Choshe the goyen. He didn't know the goyen, yeah? So he made like a Mishnah on one, like most of Klal Yisrael, yeah? So I asked my kids on what to make a moitzi. And the one that is tastier, oh, and the other one that we saved as Shalom Bayis from the other person. And what to make a moitzi. So he said, Matzah Yontav, I came to Eretz Yisrael, Matzah Shabbos. I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Shteyman. And I asked them, on what I had to make a moitzi. Both of them told me, on the sweet one. And Reb Nissen Karelitz explained to me why. He told me, I didn't do a mitzvah on the shvachi one. The mitzvah I did in the one that I gave him. He has the one of the mitzvah. Doesn't Nishkin this avid, but Erev Tavshilin, the Pshara, I made Erev Tavshilin is the Indian to make. The one that you gave the guy is by him. So he says, I want to ask you a kasha, he told me. I want to ask you, and you're sure that you sent from Zalman to give the nice one to yourself, and the shvach one to your father, and the Eslik. And I want to ask you, and Reb Chaim Ganievsky and Rav Shteyman, that they told me to make a moitzi and the sweet one, and not on the shvach one. I want to ask the Shaila. So ask your Shaila already. So he says, my shayla is like this. There's a famous ma'aseh, one of the big rabbis, that was a yid, I forgot his name, that every year he would buy an esrog for 200 ruble, the nicest esrog, and the whole shtot will come to bench on his esrog. The whole shtot will come to bench on his esrog. One year he's on the way to go to buy his esrog, the most expensive esrog, and the way he passes in a place, and he sees an almana, she was fainting, she didn't have a tzitzis yomtev, she was crying, a whole maise, mekatzer. So she didn't have how to do yomtev. So he went and he gave her the 200 ruble. Kitzer, he didn't have money to buy an esrog, he had a popi asters. So he came to the Meicher Esrogim and he told him, the guy came, oh, here the I said, I'm sorry, this year I can't buy the all the money that I saved. I gave to the almana. Give me from the poshta ones. So he gave mamish, you know, he had rachmanis on him, he would bet him, he didn't have money even for the poshta ones. He said, you're my customer every year, he gave him epes esrog. It was a green, crooked esrog. Yeah, mamish, shvach matzah. Kitzi was embarrassed to go to his shul. Every year the whole olam wait. So he decided, he went to daven by, I forgot who was the Rebbe, he went to daven by the Rebbe's shtibul, no one knows him. put his talis in his head, stand in the corner, you know, hiding his ass, hope no one will know who he is. Comes the time to make the Dalet Minim, the Rebbe takes on his esrig, and the Rebbe is going back and forth, back and forth. And he doesn't want to make a bracha on his esrig. Gets it back and forth. The Gabbai is asking the Rebbe, what's this? The Rebbe says, there's an esrig here in the Bismedrash that smells Gan Eden, I want to make a bracha on that. And the Rebbe goes back and forth, till he gets stands near the Seed. So, and this esrig, this smells Gan Eden. And this esrig, I want to make a bracha. So, Frank, the Anim Yid. So if this esrog smells Gan Eden, so how you told me to give the nice one to yourself and the schwach one to your father? Take the schwach one to yourself, we'll smell Gan Eden. This was the kasha of this yid. So mele make a moitzi and the schwacher chale smells Gan Eden. So I told him, I don't know, but even if he's right, legabi the chalas, that the other chalas schmecks Gan Eden, but legabi esrog doesn't make a difference what schmecks Gan Eden or not. Is a din in the chefze of the esrog to be nice. The shmei Gan Eden doesn't help you. It's like someone told me, ich hab a shene esrog, rein from bittel teire. Yeah? Anders gescheiches. Rein from bittel teire is nice. A talis rein from bittel teire. A sukke rein from bittel teire. A esrog rein from bittel teire doesn't make it a nice esrog. It's a good musa shmus. And maybe it's the right thing to do. It's not musa, a esrog rein from bittel teire. I said, I'm a schwacher esrog, but rein from bittel teire. It's not musig rein from bittel teire on an esrog. Because the chefs of the esrog has to be better. Nothing's in the bittel teire. One more thing in this Indian, is a lot of time happens in sukkahs, the esrog becomes brown. So if it's one brown, it happens a lot of times that mamish becomes like brown all over. Some hold it's mamish posel, some hold it's kosher. There's a chasim sefer, but what's the chasim sefer? The chasim sefer says, if it happens in the middle of chol hamoed, because you know, you touch the esrog a lot, so it starts to become like brown. Chasim sefer says, it's mehudo lekatchile. Zekeli v'anveyu. So you'll ask me, so it's a stir to the ganze vot. It's nishkan stir. Because you see that it's an esrog, then you use it for an esrog. It's like the famous Chazanish. The Chazanish's suit got dirty on Shabbos. So he didn't take it off. He said, does it cover Shabbos that he's not cleaning his suit? Because it's a covered in Shabbos. It's not a Zaytik covered. It's a covered Shabbos that he's not changing his suit. So the same thing here. Now, it's a lot of times in the esrog, it's a big chumre. The esrog, sometimes it's very nice and pleasant. It's like greenish with yellow. Like, you know, very comfortable color. This is good. Sometimes you have like patches. Green, yellow. Not like bundled together. When it's bundled together, it's givaldic. But sometimes you have like mamish, like a green area, yellow. It's mamish, like a flag, yeah? I don't know what country, but like all different. So it's a machlekes. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso holds that it's posul. It's called Esrog HaMenumo. And Azein Orchis Rabbeinu is brought down B'Shem Nechazanish. All of the poskim in Eretz Yisrael hold that it's kosher. When I sit in the Beis Haroi, I give back all these Esrog. But you see, you could get Mamish in a Mehuder Aleph Esrog. It's Mamish clean, just yellow, green. He holds it's Menumo. They hold that this is called Menumo B'Maris K'sheres. Mishnebu says Menumo Marek Sheres could be possible. They hold it's not called Menumo. This is the Esrog. This is Menumo. Menumo is like the brown, black, brown. But when the Esrog, like everyone is masking, when it's bundled together beautifully, it's not a problem. We go weiter. Now, it's a big chumre. I see a lot of bochim and nichshon in it. I had once a maise, mamish after my chasna, the year after my chasna, I was in England and gated for sukkahs. I wanted to buy the nicest esrog in Stadt. There's one moicha. Came to him, I said, how much is the most expensive you sold last year? I think he told me then, £200, £300. I said, I'm giving it, I want, show me all the esrog that are in the city, I want the best esrog. You bring 2,000 esrog, I want the best one. So I paid. The third day of Sukkot, it started to become brown. so embarrassed, you know, this big esrog, brown, mamish. All the rabbanim were telling me, the Chasam Sefer said, it's mehudar. Yeah, I said, Chasam Sefer, you want, you can switch with me, yeah? So, but I got so upset, so I went to the Moicha, so I was staying by my Shmer, Mavrom Guvitz, and I told him, I'm going to the Moicha, Mekach Tos. Esrog for £300, it's come out $500, $600, has to be an esrog that people didn't play with it. I didn't use it. The shtot didn't come to bench on my esrog, yeah? So, someone played with it before. Obviously, it fell, it got banged. I want the time to make achtos. Going back, I'm going back to get back my money. I walk out the door, after a minute I come back. Shmuel asked, what happened? I said, I realized, if I would time to make achtos, so the esrog was never mine, right? So it means the first day of Sukkot, I never had an esrog. So I will explain. You have to say the Beis HaLevi. On the Beis HaLevi, it doesn't go. Why? What is the difference about tiny mekach toys or not? If it was a mekach toys, it was not my esrog. But it's not like, if you buy the moshel on a table, and you find a scratch, if you want to return it, you could return it. If not, you don't have to tell them, I found the scratch, but I decided to leave it. Right? What if you order a table and a cat comes instead? A chair comes instead. You say, okay, you have to tell the company. You had a mistake, I'm asking to keep it. Right? What is the difference? The Beis HaLevi explains. Sido amum as a chobas chus to bevatel the mekach. And sido azach that it's a different mekach. A brown esrog is not like I bought an esrog, I got a lemon. It's an esrog with a mum. I have a schus to tie the mekach to us. But if I tie the mekach to us, then le mafrea, the lulav, the esrog was never mine. If I tie the mekach to us. Why I'm saying it? A lot of times, so maybe, but if I will leave it, Chodesh I was yoy to the mitzvah. So I think the whole point, I spent the money to be yoy to the mitzvah. Yes, what is the point to change it? A lot of times they see Bochim, they run in the middle of Sukkot to give back their adasim. They claim if it got dry in one day, vice versa, the guy was already selling it for 10 days outside, he never put it in the fridge, all the tainas, yeah? And the leaves are so weak, they fell. Bochim, all of these tainas, sometimes a guy finds a hole in the esrog. It's not ma'akev. I paid $200. Where's the meicher? You know, you go to the shul, and I still want rough shoals, like a little dot. Hey, the guy told me it was clean. He wants to get back his money. You know, if you get back your money, make a chtos. You'll never yoytze to the first day lulav. So it's not so quick to run back to the store to claim mekach toes. You want to ask Rachmim or the guy, my esrog is not so good, please give me another one. But to try to get back your money, you could lose the mitzvah. Now, we'll go back to it. It's shinui mare, what we call with the black dots. Shinui mare, chazozis. The halacha is like this. If it's a black dot or a white dot, it's possible. Sometimes the white dots are bletlach. You have to know the chiluk of bletlach and white dots. A black dot is posul, a white dot is posul. Red is a machlekes, brown is kosher. Now we're speaking like this. And the first top part of the esrog, and one dot. Black, posul, white, posul, red suffolk, brown kosher. What is the top of the esrog? So you have to know, the higher you go, the more you have to be machmir. It's different shit as what is called choysem ha'esrog. The spitz of the nose that you see from the top, likul le'alme, it's mamish choysem ha'esrog, is possible. Even b'mashu is possible. In the bottom of the esrog, black dots or brown, white dots will passel if it's in two or three places. If you most shittas, it has to be in two or three places in the hekif of the esrog. If it's in one area of the esrog, it doesn't pass. So you will have to ask the shiloh what is called two or three dots in the bottom part of the esrog. But we'll go now, but it's hard to find a clean esrog that at the top of the esrog is completely clean without no dots. At the bottom, we said it's only two or three dots, but they have to be spread, not in one half of the esrog. Some shittas hold from the place that it starts to be narrow. This is called Choysem HaEsrog. Some shittas hold where it starts, even when it's not so narrow, but it starts to lean. To go down, it's already. Now I say like this. Most shittas hold, it's only after Roy Va'esrog. A lot of times you have a Esrogim that look like, you know, that funny building in France. I forgot that building. Yeah. So Lamas don't have such a Esrog, yeah? So Be'etzem, from the bottom already, it's starting to be narrow, right? So what is called the Chosim of the Esrog? Some shittas hold, yeah? The bottom is not. From the place that it starts to be narrow, it's called Chosim. Most shittas hold, the Chosim will never be under the Roif of the Esrog. You have to take the top part. Now, sometimes the top is not even pointy yet. It's wide yet, and it only gets narrow towards the end. So, from the place that it gets narrow, if it's after the Roif, the top half, from there, you have to be choishish. A lot of times you have a shayla, and again, this you have to ask the meira eroe. In one place it's narrow, and the other place it's straight. Esrog is not straight. So from where it be considered the top of the esrog. But in the top of the esrog, a black dot passes, a white dot passes, red suffix, brown is okay. What is the shear that is nikar lainai? The person can say if you hold it 10 centimeters, it's like 5 inches away from your eyes, and you can't see it. Even if you could see it, if you look at it like this and you don't see it, it's okay. The machmirim are machmir to check with a magnifying glass. They hold that our eyes are very schwach. And also they hold that a lot of times after you find it with a magnifying glass, so then already, you could already also find it without. So you have to know about it. The hidur is, it's very hard. I tell you, to find a clean esrog is very, very hard. Very hard. I'll tell you on myself, normally I don't like to say, but anyway, I bought a couple days ago esrog for $300. Beautiful esrog. I managed, and I got the discount. Instead of $500, they sold me for $300. I was mamish, I was so happy, I took it to my house. Normally I don't buy it before Rosh Hashanah, but I couldn't, it's pre-Eitz Hadar, I could not buy it. It's a good offer. I looked at it, I mamish didn't see nothing. I have a son, 12 years old, told him, you know, I'll tell you a secret before Rosh Hashanah, we have already one esrog. It's hidden in my room, but you know, if you behave good today, I'll let you to see the esrog. Rosh Hashanah, I opened the esrog, I show him, he found a brown dot on the top. After he found it, I also saw it, yeah? So I've had his kosher, I gave it back, yeah? It's before Rosh Hashanah, I can say my kachtos. Yeah, they took it back. They took it back, they took it back. They said people in America will pay $1,000. I'm buying esrog, I'm not buying brown dots. Now, we have to know that the dot has to be from the esrog. If it got colored not from the esrog, it's not a problem. What would be, a lot of times, is a little needle from the tree that gets stuck inside the esrog. Like little needles on the tree. I don't know, maybe I'm not saying the right word. What? Thorn. You know what I mean. Go stuck inside. Now, these things, a lot of time, first they're brown, but because they're not really living, right, they broke off from the tree. So when the sun hits them, they get burned right away from the sun, and they get black. So a lot of times you go to Meiroi, nein, it's a koitz, they will tell you. So we know it's a nikav, it's not a chosim. Don't take it out, you don't play with the esrog. You don't? The guy that doesn't know how to do heart surgery doesn't make heart surgeries. The guy that doesn't know how to touch esrog doesn't touch esrog. You'll take it out, the esrog, first you'll start to make a hole in the esrog. Second of all, the esrog with a hole after 2 days will get black. Happened in the tree, it grows, it protects himself, and when you get a cut, the body knows, a needle goes in, the body knows how to take care of it. Take a dead person, take out a needle, you'll see what will happen to it. Now, there's another big machlekes, and this is be'etzem, a lot of the tumult at the black dots. It's pardesim, it's a modern zach, right? You take apple, you don't find black dots. It's regim alemo have black dots, yeah? So one of the reasons is, what they do for the esroigim is, they spritz it with a kind of chemical. We'll explain in a second. But they spritz chemicals on the esroigim to keep the esroigim good. One of these chemicals they learned from the Vietnam War that was a part of the esroigim there, and they were trying to kill the Vietnam people. America was putting all different chemical things, and that chemical, the mice, they use today for the esroigim. Now, these chemicals, when they go on the esroigim, again, so they go with a plane or with a machine, and they spritz, right? Now, when they spritz, it's like little pieces of water, that chemical on the esroig. Again, the sun is there, and it starts to burn, right? So the esroig, that chemical gets burned, gets black. It's laying on the esroig overgrows on it. This is most of the black dots. This is the reason, really, if you'll see after Sukkot, you take a little needle, you could peel off the black dot in a minute, and it's not there. It's not black till the end. Now they say, what Chazal said as possible, sometimes you see like an esrog, that like raw, half black. Yeah, this is really, it's black. It's esrog akushi, it's black, it's shinui marek. Mi'ikar adin, the poiskim hold on its kosher, and it's big mumchim that are machshir. And Sefer Teiras Dalad Aminim, they bring down that if it was on the esrog and it grew with the esrog, it's possible. So again, for sure, if Stam, a little guy, tells you, a lot of boychim will tell you, Jesus, that's what they call it. So I'm saying, some people are machmir on it anyways, and you have to be a big mavi. Well, why it's so important to know these halachas? About it, we try to get an esrog without nothing. But the mushroom, sometimes it's not near a line. And even with the magnifying glass, then you know that it's a resus. No? Kule hai the hai. Not only that, sometimes you're in a place that is no esroigim. You get stuck in a place. What do you do? You have to decide. You have to make a bracha, not to make a bracha. You think, well, it will happen to you. It happens a lot of times. You go on a trip somewhere, yeah? And it's a couple of friar guys. And there's a Chabad stand there, yeah? And they have an esrog. The guy wants to make a bracha. So you have to check. If it's a possible esrog, don't tell him to make a bracha, yeah? It's better you not chuckle it. So you check, and you see a black dot. You have to know. It's Megillah a lot of times. Now, Reb Nissim Kareli told that a brown dot that looks black is also possible. It's a lot of times when you take the magnifying glass and you check the brown dot, you see that it's black, that it's brown. So the ma'aseh, the achro of the poskim is like this. If b'ashkofa rishoino it looks black, to be choishesh to Reb Nissim Karelitz, and not to rely on the glass that shows you that it's brown. But if it's a dot that you can't see with your eyes, you only can see with a magnifying glass. So you take a magnifying glass times 10, you see it's black. Times 20, you already see that it's brown. Then you can say it's okay. Because with my eyes, I can't see it. And if I really check, it's brown. If I see it with my eyes black, even that it's brown, it's possible. Now, it's a big machlekes. It's not time to go into it. What would be if a guy says, listen, I have a very posh taitz. I have a nice esrog with a black dot. He takes a needle, he takes out the black dot. It was a meicher here in Yerushalayim that would do it. So every meicher says, yeah, we'll try, it goes off. Yeah, it goes off. So sometimes it really goes off. It's a dirt that goes off. What a bee doesn't go off, he gives it a little help. Scratches it and it goes off. He says, what is the problem though? Chosa, it's less than ki'iso. Niklaf, it's only the shiny dot. It's kosher or not? So is a stiras in the Mishneh Berurah la halacha or not? It's not so pashut, like katchila for sure not to do it. B'shas Adchak is what to be Soymech to make a bracha on Sosha Esrik. B'shas Adchak. But to know that Be'etzim is a stir in the Ramon, and the Ramon is mashma that it's not B'seida. About it's a big kasha, how it could be. So we call it Chilosi B'psul. Poiskim has a kasha, we have the Moshe Mishnah. You have Adasim that have grapes, black grapes. The Mishnah says it's Posul, and the Miyatom Kosher. So there's no music of Tchilosi Bepsul. So why here is Tchilosi Bepsul? Bletlach. What is called Bletlach? There's a whole story with Bletlach. Now, from what comes out Bletlach? Is a Chazozis, I'm not going out to Chazozis. Mishnah says Chazozis is possible. Chazozis could be like a blister on the Esrik that has liquid inside. This passes on the top, afilu b'mashu. The bottom, shtayim b'sholish. The word bletl comes from the word leave. How we get bletlach on the Esrik? There's three ways we get a bletlach on the Esrik. One way is a leaf that is blowing near the Esrig, hits the Esrig, it gets a bang, and that because of that bang, a little bit liquid comes out of the Esrig, or a little scratch from the tree, and that little liquid grows. It is called a bletl. Or, like we said, it's a little scratch, and over the scratch grows a bletl. Now, the Metzias is different kind of bletlach. Some bletlach happen as like a real scratch, and a real festa bletl grows over it. Some bletlach come, a little bit liquid comes out, and it dries, and it becomes like a bletl. And some just leaves are leaning in it. Now, the poskim say, bletlach hakosha. And it's not called chazozis. It's not called chazozis. If the ma'aseh de'achroah is like this, if the bletlach are sticking out, that you mamish could feel them very much, then the oilam ha'machmer not to take them. If not, so again, lekatchila, if they're bumping out, lekatchila, we don't take them. Shas adchak. Now, why take we're allowed to have bletl? We're not allowed to have a shinui mari and the esrog. So why we're allowed to have bletlach and the esrog? So the answer is two answers. This is a mari of the esrog, and because it's regilus in the esrog, it's not called a shinui mari. First, this is the same color of the Esrik. So now, Lemaise, the Chaya Odom brings down Lekatchile not to have Bletlach. The Primegodim says it's not called a Shinui Mare. Lemaise, the Velt is Machmir Lekatchile not to have Bletlach on the top part. Every Machmir, every beginning Machmir, is makpid not to have bletlach on the top part. Avad, it's kosher, but lekatchila we don't have it. And the bottom part, I tried not to have a bletl even on the bottom part. But on the bottom part, it's really much easier, because even if it's a black dot on the bottom part, is kosher. So a bletl could be as bichlal not a shini mare. And the top part, again, me'ikar adin, the bletl is kosher, but Lekatchile, Chaya Odom says not to have it. Some machoishesh. As a machlekes apoiskim, if you have a black dot on the bletl, if it passes the esrog or not. Lemais is a machlekes. Lekatchile we choishesh. Again, lekatchile we choishesh. And the pitem, so you have the shishanta, the flower. And the flower, a black dot, doesn't pass. And the stick of the pitem, Reb Chaim said that it's kosher, and a lot of poiskim hold that it's possible. Lemaisa, the Ikar Achro is, if the pitem is a wood pitem that looks like a tree, it's kosher. If it's a green pitem that looks like made from the same part of the esrog, then we hold that it's possible. They bring that Rabbi Eliashiv was choshesh even on a wood one, that a black dot will pass. Either way, if you have a pitem that is missing, we don't have time now to go into these halachas, but in the place of the pitem, you have a black dot that is not a black dot. Normally, every esrog came out of the world that doesn't have a pitem, and the place of the pitem is black. That is not called a black dot. That is not called a black dot. Every time in the whole of the pitem you see it's black, this is not called a black dot. We're only speaking when you have a pitem and you have a black dot in the pitem, avdem lekatchile b'choishesh. We have to stop here because I want to say slichas. Maybe Sunday we'll mamshich the Oz Arba Minim. We'll see. Thank you.